Hello. Over here. Good evening. Sorry about the, you know, this place. I don't know what I expected, but it was something higher class than this. You'll have to forgive me. Oh, you've been here before then. At least you knew what to expect, I suppose. It'd be worse if this was an unpleasant surprise for us both, not just me. I got you a drink in already. I hope that's not too presumptuous of me. There wasn't much to choose from. It was mead, ale, wine, or milk. I hope I made the right choice. Good. Well, at least the drink's okay. Yeah, not bad. thanks for... God, why am I saying thanks? Thanks for coming out with me, anyway. Yeah, you know, it's hard to meet new people in a new city, especially one like this. I've not been here long, so I don't really know my way around. 3 days. Yeah, that's it so far. You're the first person I've really talked to. I mean, I'm here with a small group of people. We're traveling together, but I wouldn't exactly call them my friends. When we're not working, we don't spend a whole lot of time together. Just isn't like that. Yeah. Thank you for selling me that blade, by the way. It was a lucky thing that I bumped into your stall in the market. Yours seemed to be the only one selling actual weapons, not shiny little trinkets. Everybody else was just selling toys, really. I mean, some of them were literally meant for decoration. Others were... And I guess they were intended to be used in some kind of way, but... I know a crappy blade from a mile away. They'd last a few days tops in a serious situation. All the signs are usually obvious. Some of them are heavy and imbalanced. They'd be no good in a proper fight. You wouldn't be able to move quickly and precisely enough. Others were... obviously already second-hand and already dinged up. There'll be micro-cracks all over the place. They could break after the first strike, for all you know. I saw plenty of loose cross-guards, too. They're only for decoration, really. The best among them were still mass-produced and made without any real care. You could tell from the lack of... But... Wait. You're testing me, aren't you? Of course. You knew all that already. You were the only true smith of the lot, as far as I could tell. Or at least, you knew enough about what makes a decent blade to only stock the good stuff. Tell me, which is it? Are you a smith? Do you make the blades yourself? Or do you just know what stock to buy and what to steer clear of? Good. Thought as much. Those muscles are yours. You wouldn't be built like that purely from buying and selling. Those come from swinging a hammer and working the forge all day. I respect it. Yeah, where I'm from, people work hard. Everybody does. But here, in this city, I don't know. Seems like a lot of people are out to manipulate you into buying junk while doing as little work as they can get away with. I guess they're merely doing what they have to get by, but still. I'll always value honest craft over that. So, it's nice to meet someone like you here. I'm glad we struck up conversation. Oh, me? I'm just passing through, really. I don't know how long I'll be in town for. Depends on... Well, it depends on things I can't really control. Work stuff, you know. Nah, it's pretty boring. Not worth talking about, honestly. Just involves a lot of travelling. No, I'm not a travelling salesman. Do I seem like that type of person?